it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
So guys, it's the 27th of March 2024. I've just come back from my walk around Dubai Marina, where I had the real privilege of meeting a lovely couple from Scotland who recognised me on my walk. I think it was John and Pat, or John and Pam, but the lovely, lovely couple. Had a few moments to talk to them. There's a lot going on right now, and my audience all know it's pantomime. This is why nothing can stop what's coming, because it's already come, but this is just playing out for the masses. And we're going to see a lot and lot a lot of distraction, none more so than a fairly large ship taking out a fairly large bridge in Baltimore. There's a lot of stories on both sides, and this is perfect for distraction, because some people will say it was an accident, some people say it was done on purpose. Just ironically, the captain comes from Ukraine. You can't make this stuff up. And as if by magic, another bridge in America spontaneously combusted yesterday. So two bridges in one day. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Lots going on.
Well, Charlie, I was going to say, watch out for the boat. Watch out for the ship. I'm going to show you a video. It's in slow motion, so everyone can see what actually happened. So you've got lights on, lights off, lights on. So it kind of like just reverses into it. Now, they're saying that they can't find six people. Well, how about if I said that maybe there wasn't any people on there and it was done by remote control?
Who knows? And this is all part of the distraction, Drew, because the world is changing. And this is a war between good and evil. And for those people who are not awake, not aware, they just see and hear what the news says. But for those who use just an ounce of common sense, something doesn't add up. And all we ask you to do is go within yourself. Go within your higher self and find out what you feel as to what's happening right now in the world. The whole world is changing. The question is, are you changing or are you stuck in the matrix?
Charlie, I'm glad you mentioned common sense, because this makes sense to me. Russia has started its largest deportation of migrants in the country's history after the terror attack last week. Reports say that they are taking proactive measures to stop further terror attacks. Genius. Genius.
Yes, and it's very interesting how there's been a huge amount of attacks on Putin saying, oh, the way you treated those people is terrible. You know, that you're probably going to kill those people that came in to try and kill you. And the same people that are saying that, the same people who back the people who went into Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, many of these other countries, to kill people. So before you open your mouth, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Turkey has launched raids against ISIS supporters, arresting 147 people in 30 cities.
And just on that point, Paul, it's very important to point out, we've been led to believe that ISIS is Islamic. ISIS is the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. That's what ISIS is. Know it, and then the rest of it will start to make sense.
Well, I have a fantastic video for you guys. It really made me laugh, and I thought, go Britain. So we're talking about the ULEZ cameras, right? So the Blade Runners, have come up with a genius idea, guys. Take a look at this.
London's Blade Runners. Well, this is nothing short of pure and utter genius. What the anti-ULEZ protesters are doing now is installing bat boxes on top and over the broken ULEZ cameras. Because once they're up there, under UK law, they can't be removed. Because all bat species, their breeding sites, resting areas are all fully protected by law. UK legislation actually dictates, and I'm going to read this so I don't get it wrong. Legislation dictates that any structures or places which bats use for shelter or protection are protected from damage or destruction, whether occupied or not. Now, I'm sure you'll agree with me, and I'm sure everybody will. This is just bloody genius. Absolutely genius. Whoever came up with this deserves a well done sticker. It's just outstanding. I mean, what's your views? I mean, I don't live in London, I live up in the Manchester area, but that ULEZ crap is just absolutely out of order. Sadiq Khan, all he wants to do is rip everybody off. Even those farmers that are down there today protesting, some of them who work just outside London, they're getting hit by that surcharge, that ULEZ charge, that £12.50 charge every single day because their fields on the outskirts of London. It's just absolutely shocking. This is just pure and utter. It's outstanding.
Absolute genius. That's my favourite thing of the day.
There's nothing better than playing them at their own game. And we hear the term boomerang. It's come back and smacked them in the mouth. And there's nothing they can do about it. And this is what, in the old days, we used to refer to it as karma. And it is. You want to go around messing about with people like you've been doing, thank God that there's those people that are awakened out there that are ready for you. I'm certainly am. Big news yesterday. The Fifth Circuit Court finds the Biden family guilty of fraud and many other things. Strangely, there's nothing on mainstream media about it. So if you want to know the truth about what's really going on in the world, join me at charlieward.com and join the Insiders Club to find out what's really going on.
And what will the repercussions be, though, Charlie? This is the question. Will they still get away with it, even though they're guilty, like others have?
They've owned the courts for a long time, and this is all part of the exposure. And I would say to my audience that are awake and aware, you have nothing to fear because it will look like they've got away with it, because this is to wake up the masses. You were just blessed that you woke up early. You woke up and saw what was happening. So, yes, you'll be a little frustrated. But don't get frustrated. They want to wake up as many people as possible. We've done what we can. And now it's now getting beyond stupid to wake people up and expose how corrupt the system has been. None more so than Israel. Israel is finally being exposed. AIPAC finally being exposed for what they really are. Now, I will say this. Most of the Jews, most of them are good people. But you've been infiltrated by bad people. And rather than me sort it out, why don't you do it? They're the people who've infiltrated your movement. It's time for you to stand up against them and kick them out. It's not for me to do it.
I'm glad you mentioned Israel, etc. Israel has cancelled its Washington visit after the US allows UN Gaza ceasefire resolution to pass in the UN. The US delegate chose to abstain instead of voting to block it like they had done previously.
Puff Diddy's LA, Miami home was raided, as we know, by federal agents as part of a sex trafficking probe report. He was seen shortly after at Miami Airport. Prince Harry's name appeared in multiple US court filings related to a $30 million lawsuit that claims rap and business mogul Sean Diddy comms sexually abused men and women and also participated in sex trafficking activities. The lawsuit was filed by record producer Rodney Jones, who named Prince Harry as an affiliate of Coombs.
And all of this will be exposed, and the truth will always come out. The one thing I've been telling my audience for a very long time is the light will expose the darkness. There is nowhere to hide if you're dark. You will be exposed and everything will come out. We're in that period of time right now. We're coming up to a very critical point right now. Everyone knows. April the 8th is an eclipse. It's a black sun eclipse. This is significant. All I would say to my audience is be aware, be informed.
And as we reported yesterday, Charlie, the US, for the first time ever, is rolling out the National Guard for it.
Yeah, and they wouldn't normally do that for a normal eclipse, would they, Paul?
No. So something special might be happening.
I had this conversation yesterday with somebody about the end times. We're in the end times, and we're a lot closer to the end times than we were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and 4 years ago. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to work that out. We're very, very close. And for those people who are awakened and aware, you're feeling very peaceful right now because you know that we're close to the end. You have nothing to fear. For those people who are not connected to their higher self, who've not done the groundwork, you'll still be living in fear and panic and worry. And that will kill you without question. I would suggest do your own research, do your own work on yourself. There's a lot of people out there in my audience who've done a tremendous amount of work on themselves, and they're now reaping the benefits of that hard work. It's like when you build a house. If you put the hard work in to build the foundation correctly, when you start building the house, and I'm referring to the new world, then it will stand the test of time. If you haven't put the work in now, then you'll be struggling later on. So I urge every one of you to put the hard work in.
This will ruffle some feathers, Charlie, Paul, because the sleepy ones are still paying their TV license. Your fees are going up to £169.50 next month.
And just to put that into real terms, that's like paying somebody to dump a load of shit in your front room.
We're paying for our own propaganda to be rammed down our throats.
Correct.
You know what? It's gone up because people are cancelling their TV license. Yeah. They've had enough. It's dribble. Absolute dribble.
And mainstream media for the last, I don't know how many years, 60, 70 years, have been distorting reality on purpose.
Well, LBC on TikTok. China has been accused of cyber attacks on British MPs. I believe you said that the other day, Drew, in the news.
Yeah.
But a CCP spokesman, Victor Gao, says there is no bandwidth in the country to care about domestic elections in the UK. And do you know what? I can agree with him because we think we're way more important than we really are. We've got a navy where most of the ships are broken. We're nowhere near important enough on the world stage anymore.
Yeah, the foreign minister spokesperson urges US and UK to stop their own cyber attacks and accuses them of political manipulation. So they've basically just batted the ball back to the UK and the US going, yeah, it's your own manipulation. Stop blaming us.
I hope it's not more sinister, though, and they use it as a way to overturn our own election.
Well, that's what I was thinking. We shall see.
Well, staying on the China subject, China has blocked the use of Intel and AMD chips in government computers.
Rishi Sunak has been hit by two senior ministerial resignations yesterday afternoon, as both an armed forces minister and an education minister announced their departure from the government. James Heapy, Minister of State of the Ministry of Defence, announced his intention to quit a fortnight ago and confirmed he would not stand at the general election. However, A second minister, Robert Halfen, at the Department for Education, has also confirmed he is not only joining the growing number of Tory MPs standing down this year, but is leaving government immediately. Something's cooking.
Well, my final story of the day. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was hosted for 2 days at the Hungarian embassy. His lawyers said Monday, denying that he had taken refuge there in February to evade justice. Bolsonaro's stay at the embassy came days after investigators seized his passports and arrested two of his aides on suspicion they plotted to ignore his loss to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in the 2022 presidential election and keep Bolsonaro in office.
And I just wanted to mention that it hasn't gone unnoticed, about half of Mexico is ablaze as flames swiftly spread due to strong winds and drought. Rescuers and locals unite in the battle against the forest fires. And this is the video.
Well, it's interesting that you show that, Drew, because it's biblical.
Yeah.
It tells you about this in the end times, in Revelation, about the destruction of the land. And we're seeing, this is why I said earlier, we're in the end times. But the other thing I'm going to mention as we close today is how music brings people together. We always talk about division. I saw a guy playing the piano the other day. Very, very beautiful piece on the piano. And I looked around the piano and there was every race, every culture, every sex, and everybody was smiling and sort of tapping their feet and tapping their hands. It didn't matter if you're Christian or Muslim. Didn't matter if you're black or white or brown or yellow. Didn't matter if you're male or female. Didn't matter if you're an adult or child. Everybody was on the same frequency enjoying the music. And that's what we need right now. We need music to bring people together. This whole journey has been dividing people. And that's not constructive. And that was the news on the 27th of March, 2024.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.